Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation with Patrick Schonbeck, Assistant Director, Office of Science and Technology, and Chief Information Officer at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Well, let's start by talking about the role of the CIO. The position of the CIO is relatively new in the federal government, created in 1996, I believe. Can you describe what the role of the CIO is?
Sure, Paul. The Chief Information Officer, in some ways it's a misnomer. It's not so much in my mind about information, knowing what information exist in an organization as much as it is the information management function, the technology and the processes used to value information and to share information within an organization. So in dealing with technology, as I look at organizations, the technology is these days a cornerstone of every program's strategic direction. You look at any program at all, they always talk about the role of technology in accomplishing their program in the future. So with so much emphasis on technology and the fact that by nature it's a costly investment, organizations needed someone to manage that effort for them, to manage the big picture. And I think that's why the role of the Chief Information Officer evolved in many organizations, to make it happen and to make solutions reliable and affordable to the organization.
And how about when you look at other CIOs? I guess you've described three very interesting characteristics: knowledge of technology, ability to manage, and also a business understanding. I'm wondering, is that what the CIO is accurately described as?
Actually, I think that argument has evolved over time as the role of the CIO has evolved. From an argument of who knows, is it someone who knows the technology or is it someone who knows the business that we need as a CIO? And I don't think neither is exactly right. I think what you need in a CIO is someone with an analytical mind, someone who gets excited about change and bringing change about in an organization, and someone who's naturally optimistic. It can be a daunting effort to improve technology in an organization, and you have to be optimistic about where you're going and your chances of getting there. And I think that optimism sort of catches on with everyone else.
What are some of the key challenges facing federal CIOs?
I think foremost is the expense of technology in the face of a shrinking federal budget. As I said, by nature, it's an expensive proposition to get into technology, and figuring out where those dollars are going to come from and how you're going to continue to feed that investment in the future is a natural challenge that faces all of us. Another is a need to focus on funding infrastructure. I think as I read the literature, the infrastructure is kind of emerging as probably a foremost issue in everyone's mind. You have to have the infrastructure there if you're going to support the technology. And the funds to keep that infrastructure in place is probably a key issue. Another one is naturally the shortfall in the talent pool. We all read about the shortfall in IT professionals, particularly at the entry levels, and attracting them to come into government is a challenge that we all face as well. Information security is a challenge for all of us, and improving that posture in our organization. And finally, the whole e-government movement, the challenges and opportunities that represents is present for all of us as well.
Let me ask about one of those. You talked about getting technology dollars. I'm curious, what's the argument made to get technology dollars? The most common argument used to be, for example, that you got technology to generate some efficiencies, perhaps yield some savings, and yet that doesn't seem to be the one that's most common anymore. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say that is, and it's become more of an effectiveness issue than an efficiency one. The idea of trading salary costs or other expenses for technology dollars and realizing a saving just hasn't proven to be the case in many instances. I think the more effective argument is arguing the issue of effectiveness. Make my organization more effective through the use of technology to improve how I deliver my program, not necessarily do it cheaper, but to do it better.
And how does one evaluate the achievement of that effectiveness? I think you indicate it's quite scary. The dollars are large, the promises are great, the time frames can be long, and yet there's not a lot of successes that people talk about.
Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of times that gets into a discussion about performance plans and performance measures, and the issue I have with that is not to look at the IT organization and its performance measures. Am I shortening the mean time to repair of a particular device or a function? But am I delivering more effectiveness in the organization's primary mission? If our mission in ATF is to collect revenue or prevent crime, is our technology helping us be more effective in those measures, not measuring IT for itself, but measuring the effectiveness of the entire organization.
Mm-hmm. Recently, there's been much discussion about the creation of a government-wide CIO position with cabinet rank, and legislation was introduced a while ago to create such a position. Do you think there should be a government-wide CIO?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of discussion about that issue. I frankly believe, yes, there should be. On the one hand, successes in IT happen at the operational level in an organization. You can see that even in a large department like Treasury. The successes in IT happen at the bureau operational levels. Yet there are any number of larger issues that are difficult for a single bureau to deal with, leveraging technology at the macro level. And again, the Y2K czar situation, I think, is a good example of that. Becoming a classic example, putting a high-level focus on a very significant issue that everyone needed to get engaged in and commanding some results. And I think the same applies of other large issues, the cybersecurity issue, the shift to e-government, government-wide software licensing. There are large macro-level issues. I'm not saying the government-wide CIO would control every dollar and every project and have the yes or no decision to make on those issues, but they certainly can provide focus and attention on the larger issues that are difficult for any one organization to resolve.
One of the things that technologists like, well, all employees like, is training. I think it's particularly true for technologists. And I'm curious, as ATF is embracing technology, how you're keeping pace in terms of providing training for the employees.
Yeah, that's a challenge both for our working employees throughout the organization as well as for our IT employees. We are a part of the overall Treasury Workforce Improvement Program and trying to find any way we can to leverage our training dollars for both working level and technology employees.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.